It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Jackson Pollock, Barnett Newman, Helen Frankenthaler, Joan Mitchell. Those are just a few of the artists whose works are on view in a new exhibit at the Met Museum called Epic Abstraction, Pollock to Herrera. It's a show that presents paintings and sculptures from the 1940s to the 21st century. And WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon, has been up there to check it out. And as always, she joins us. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So before we get into the specific show, give us a quick art history lesson here. Tell us what abstract art is.
Abstract art in 10 seconds or less.
Yes.
Okay. Abstract art in America has a great romance about it because it started in the 1940s after World War II. And put America on the international map. It started with Pollock and de Kooning and gestural, emotive painting. And then in the next generation, by the 1970s, abstraction had become its opposite. It had become minimalism, a group of artists led by Frank Stella who rejected illusion and metaphor and anything extraneous to art.
So will we see all of this in this exhibit?
Yes, the show opens on a rather grand note with an entire room devoted to Jackson Pollock and his painting Autumn Rhythm, one of his great drip paintings. From there, we move into a romantically dimmed room full of glowing Mark Rothko paintings.
Oh.
After that, the show becomes a bit of a hodgepodge with artists from all generations thrown together in a way that doesn't really make the narrative too clear. I have to say, I'm sorry to be crabby, it's the holidays, but the narrative sort of breaks down midway through the show.
So what is this show trying to accomplish then?
Well, right now we're in a moment when many museums are rehanging their permanent collections to incorporate more women and more minorities in the story. And this is a good development. No one wants to think of the history of abstraction as being the story of seven white men, the same old seven white men.
Right.
It's admirable that the Met wants to expand the story. From a statistical point of view, the show is impressive. There are 40 artists, 16 of whom are women. That may not sound like a huge number, but it's better than one or two or three women, which is how it was traditionally. So the Met is trying to tell us that women, too, had a role in creating the history of abstract art in this country. The problem is you can't just have any woman. You have to have the right women. And I think too often we're looking at paintings from the Met's closets, things they pulled out of storage, as opposed to major pieces.
So speaking of that, with so many different artists represented, which works really stood out for you?
Well, for me, the most exciting piece was a large wooden construction. It's a room-sized construction by Louise Nevelson called Mrs. N's Palace. And what's impressive about it is it's 10 feet high, it's massive, and she built this house. It's a kind of house, a symbolic home, from old wooden chair legs and banisters and the cast-off parts of other people's houses. And this house, which was created by a woman who was born in Russia, who was a refugee, and of course came here and had a big career here, but how beautiful that a refugee would build a house from cast-off wooden pieces found in the streets of New York and found in old buildings. She called herself the original recycler.
Wow.
So I think that label still holds true.
Okay, since we're talking about abstract art, a huge subject, and you mentioned that there are so many artists, how does the show handle the challenge of depicting it all?
A show like this inevitably is a survey. And with a survey show, there's always the risk that viewers will go through it thinking of artists who have been left out.
Right.
And in this case, I found like the omissions were so overwhelming that they did diminish my experience of the show, especially because abstract art is very hot now among younger women artists. So where, for instance, is Cecily Brown or Amy Silman or Julie Mayreteau or Charlene von Heil? And the show does not go into the 20th century.
So would you say that the show is kind of looking backwards? I mean, is it where the movement is right now?
Well, it's advertised as a show about the 21st century, but I think we do need a follow-up show called Abstract Painting Now.
Epic Abstraction, Pollock to Herrera officially opens on Monday. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you, Richard.